Some economists say that Europe's debt crisis should serve as a warning to the United States and that U.S. levels of debt are too high as well. Well, President Obama's special deficit reduction commission today approved a bold plan to slash U.S. debt by $4 trillion over the next decade. Problem is, though, the panel failed to approve the plan with enough votes to send it on to Congress. So there's no concrete action for now. Contrast that, though, with Britain. That's where the government has gone ahead with extreme spending cuts. John Micklethwaite is editor-in-chief of The Economist.
If you look at Britain against America, they both got roughly the same sort of balance sheet recession. They borrowed too much, government has got into debt, and there's also problems to do with an aging population. What strikes me is, by any measure, the British government have been much bolder in terms of trying to deal with it. And I think that's a function of three things. One is that Britain doesn't have the luxury of the dollar and the power you get from being the world's biggest economy. So that's, you have to take that to one side. Secondly, David Cameron's government has got the advantage of being a parliamentary one. So if you even have a very small majority, that is enough to get a lot of things through very quickly in a way you can't in the congressional. But even allowing for that, I think there is a big difference in terms of will. It has been quite a brave program in a way that, to be honest, neither the Republicans nor Barack Obama have come remotely close. Neither of them have really put forward a credible medium-term plan to bring down the deficit.
Give us an idea when you say it's a brave program.
I think it's interesting in two levels. It's interesting partly on the scale of it. A lot of government departments are being taken down by 20%. Well, I mean, that is unthinkable, really, in America at the moment. It's brave because they've said they're prepared to raise taxes. It's mostly on the spending side, i.e. getting rid of government spending rather than raising taxes.
Government spending, again, that really does hit home. I mean, in some cases, child support allowances.
Exactly. It will hit home, but there is a definite will to do it. And then there's also behind it just the glimmer of a big idea, this idea of a big society and this idea of trying to persuade people to call on government less.
But when you talk about calling on government less, I mean, that is the clarion call of the Tea Party. And we hear every politician practically say, therefore, cuts in spending and for balancing the budget. But when push comes to shove, the UK is doing it. The US, as of right now, is certainly not doing as much as the UK is.
I've yet to see any plan from the Tea Party which really makes fiscal sense in terms of actually taking that on, because they rule out so many things from spending cuts.
Who does? The politicians or the voters?
Both the politicians. I think also the voters, to some extent. You tend to get the politics that you ask for. And I think that it's sad, because my general impression is that every American knows that there isn't enough money there to deal with the entitlements going forward. Every American knows that there are these problems to deal with, but the politicians don't seem able to get hold of that. And I think the interest groups play on that.
But Americans, I mean, how many American politicians would be able to say, yes, I'm going to cut the budget and cut services if you elect me? And how many Americans would elect a politician who announces that he or she's going to raise taxes once in office?
You've put it in a very interesting way. At some time, that will change. At some time, it's going to flip. And when it flips, I think this will be a very healthy thing. A lot of politicians at the moment are mouthing inanities on both sides of the aisle, will get hit very hard, as they deserve to get hit. And what I think is at least a lesson, at least in a small way, from the European side at the moment, is if you actually spell out to people, this is going to be painful, we're all going to have to take a hit in some way, then actually I think that does have some degree of electoral response. And I think that's the reason why Britain is interesting, because Britain was in a measure of trouble, not as bad as Ireland or Portugal. But what happened was that a government decided to take these things on, and actually they've discovered that there are political benefits from doing it. And so at some time in America, somebody will come up with a, you know, for God's sake, come off it, we are in this situation plan. And that, I think, will be quite an attractive political formula. But you're a brave man or woman to try and do that at the moment.
All right, John Micklethwaite, editor-in-chief of The Economist. Thanks very much.
Thank you.